This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 16th, 2011, here at Gillette Stadium. Heading into week two of the National Football League season, Patriots coming off a big Monday night win in Miami and preparing for the San Diego Chargers. But we don't talk about the game here on the Roster Report on Patriots.com. We talk about the roster, the maneuverings of the roster, and that's exactly what we're going to do with an active week.
And there were some this week.
At the bottom of the roster on the practice squad. Nothing too exciting.
Sure.
But it all started on Monday night as the team prepared to take the field in Miami. With Sebastian Vollmer out of action due to a back injury, the team promoted Thomas Welch to the active roster from the practice squad and released rookie free agent linebacker Jeff Tarpinian. But Mr. Welch shouldn't get too comfortable on the roster, because as I flip this page, he's no longer on the roster. September 14th, Patriots signed former Dolphin and Detroit offensive lineman UConn star Donald Thomas and released Thomas Welch from the active roster, although he shouldn't cry too much over it.
That's correct.
I'm going to foreshadow a little. Team also added Garrett Mills and the aforementioned Jeff Tarpinian to the practice squad and released undrafted rookie Aaron Lavarius from the practice squad. Thomas, the offensive lineman who they added to the active roster, is a 6'4", 310-pound veteran of three NFL seasons with the Dolphins from 08 and 09, and then he spent some time in Detroit. He was originally a sixth-round pick out of UConn. He's a Connecticut native, obviously a New England native. Paul Perillo, how do you think he fits in here? He was a guy that Bill said started some time, started just a bit in Miami, and looked like he might be kind of starting a starting caliber career and had some injury issues.
Yeah.
How do you think he fits in?
Well, I think, you know, obviously I know you're trying to make me look bad by asking me to break down an offensive lineman and his style of play, but with taking what Bill said about him on Wednesday, I would say that it seems like he is the prototypical backup offensive lineman for the Patriots in that he can play a number of spots. He's even played some tackle, as you said, and that's what you're looking for as one guy to fill a number of different spots on, and you know, in those backup roles. They were very thin on Monday night, and don't you know it, when you go into a game a little bit stretched, you lose one in Dan Copeland. So he's a guy, I think, that gives you a little bit of insurance there.
We should mention the reason I haven't mentioned Dan Copen is because he's still on the active roster despite breaking a bone in his leg. It looks like the team is going to try to wait this injury out, which is going to put a little bit of a strain potentially on the offensive line depth. Dan Conley moved into the game against Miami, expected to be the starter from here on out until Copen is healthy. Ryan Wendell has battled a calf injury. Sebastian Vollmer, as I said, had a back injury. He returned to practice this week and is expected to play. But the offensive line is a big topic in terms of depth this week. But I'll continue to move on to the roster moves because it's a roster report. September the 16th, that would be?
Today.
The team signed Nick McDonald, not Mangold, as I may have said early on in last week's podcast.
You did.
Nick McDonald to the practice squad yet again and released wide receiver Kerry the Toolman Taylor. So they continue to make some moves as they try to keep deep on the offensive line as they go through some injuries here. Although, as I said, Bill said he expects all three tackles to play this week. Matt Light, Sebastian Vollmer, and Nate Solder. So if you get a little deeper there, that certainly helps things. And we'll see how Ryan Wendell, who's a primary interior backup at this point,
so you have three offensive linemen still on the practice squad.
Yes.
With McDonald, Welch, and Copa. Nick, I think it's Nick Copa.
Cabana.
So clearly that's an area that Belichick is concerned about because he's keeping a lot of reinforcements just in case.
Elsewhere, when we look at these roster report podcasts, we tend to look at the injury report. And one of the glaring names on the injury report is Mike Wright, defensive lineman. Did not practice this week with a concussion. Did not play the second half in Miami. Had his helmet taken from him. Obviously, the first thing they do when they don't want you to go back in the game with a concussion. Missed the final seven games last year with a concussion,
sounds
I believe.
Right.
In that area, major concussion. There were reports that
Pittsburgh on.
Couldn't watch TV. Lights bothered him. This is definitely a concern.
Major
Belichick
concern.
Was asked about it today and said that's the medical staff handles that because he was questioned as to whether this could be career threatening. He wouldn't touch that topic, but Paul Perillo will.
Just going to reiterate what Belichick said. You know, it's a medical issue, and he said that they would do obviously what's in the best interest of the player, and it's not to be taken lightly. And I think the way you put it, Andy, is exactly right. At this stage, you can have nothing but major concern for Mike Wright, not for the Patriots, for Mike Wright. And I think that this is something that he's going to have to think long and hard about. And we've seen it across sports now with multiple sports. We've seen it. And unfortunately, I think we're getting a chance to look at it for one of the real good guys in that Patriots locker room. I think that he's going to have to err on the side of caution here.
Not to lessen the significance to him and his career and his life moving forward, but this is an injury the Patriots have the depth on that defensive line, I think, to get past. He actually started the game in Miami, was in the rotation before he got banged up by a hit to the side of the head. But, you know, they have Albert Haynesworth, who didn't start, who I think you project as the starter, quote-unquote, next to Vince Wilfork in there. They have Myron Pryor, got some rotational work. Even Sean Ellis, I think, could move in if he needs some help. So they have bodies there.
And they could always re-sign Gerard Warren if you got to that as well. So there's another guy waiting in the wings.
Elsewhere, the hand or thumb or wrist injuries are becoming more common as Josh Barrett has a thumb injury, has his right hand in a cast right now. Dane Fletcher has the thumb injury and is now has a removable cast or whatever they call that, that you wrap on there and he wears something in the game. But it's interesting, you get a few guys with that injury early in the year with the thumb injury.
Yeah, and you know, especially with guys that potentially could have the ball in their hands. You know, and we saw them throw a pass to Dane Fletcher in Miami as a full goal line fullback, and then, you know, safety for Josh Barrett. There's a potential there that, you know, he's playing center field or something and get an opportunity for an interception. Hopefully that won't become an issue.
And that's about it on the injury report. That's of all noteworthy. The idea that Mike Wright could be lost for a short term, long term, we won't know, but it's a topic to keep an eye on. Sebastian Vollmer's back has been good enough to get him back on the field, and it looks like he will play this week, although Nate Solder may also get some rotational reps with Matt Light.
And that's interesting, the point that you brought up, that Bill said that all three of those tackles will play on Sunday.
And if injuries become a concern on the line, Donald Thomas, former UConn star and Miami Dolphin and Detroit Lion, who, by the way, said getting used to the offense hasn't been too difficult because a lot of similarities to what he did in Miami, even some of the terminology is the same. He has basically just had to wash his brain of the Detroit year and go back to his Miami days. But the Patriots are dealing with depth issues early in the season. Injuries always part of the year. And as we go along, they make roster moves. Paul Perillo and Andy Hart will be here each and every Friday with a Patriots.com roster report. Until next week, peace out. Don't go on shame.